Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Happy hump day.
The sun is shining and it's beautiful.
It is a beautiful day out there. Can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, why are we working, James?
We got to bring these microphones outside. We got to get these outside somehow. We got to figure this out.
Well, we're going to be at the fair later, so we'll
there we go.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, come and join us at the fair. More on that a little bit later, everybody. But we have a booth at the expo building. Come on by and stop by.
At the Marshfield State Fair.
Yeah, we'll see you there. We got good things coming up for you. We're going to get into a couple of good ones. I got a life hack I want to get into about a trick that can help you with hiccups. I got that one.
And involves standing on my head.
Yes. Got that one coming up for you. We're also going to get into some fun stuff with the most fun states. Where is that one that I
have? Most fun states, because some of them are not fun.
Yeah. So we'll get into that. That's an interesting way to look at it, too. That is coming up for you in a little bit. Everybody, looking forward to it. But let's take a look at some entertainment news right now. And Ryan Reynolds made Hugh Jackman cry. How what? Dare you?
Like, mean cry?
Ryan Reynolds made Wolverine cry, Melissa. But not mean cry. No.
Okay.
There's been a huge bromance between Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman for a long time, and these two are actual friends. They've been friends for over 10 years, and part of what they've been looking, they were friends, I believe, during an X-Men movie that they met during, and just kind of stayed friends throughout that time. During that movie was the first time that we saw Deadpool on the real screen, only not the Deadpool that we would know later on. They actually did a very horrible job with that character. The whole basis of the character of Deadpool is a lot about him breaking the fourth wall and he's the merc with a mouth and all these things. That X-Men movie that he was first in with Hugh Jackman, they got rid of his mouth. What kind of creative decision is that to take away the best asset of the superhero? But anyway, okay. It was part of the reason why the Deadpool movies even came to be, because Ryan Reynolds loved that character and wanted to do right by that character. And then we have three great movies that, you know, not only are huge successes, but the biggest R-rated movie of all time. in the Deadpool Wolverine movie. So these two have been friends for a long time and really wanted to make this project together. And it became almost impossible when they killed off the Logan character of Wolverine in the Logan movie. So the fact that they were able to do this, pull this off, is not lost on them and how much it meant to them.
Okay.
But Ryan took it up a notch the other day with a gushing 8-paragraph Instagram post where he called Hugh his friend and favorite actor.
Aww.
He remembered how Hugh called him in 2022 and said he wanted to bring Wolverine back. Then he talked about meeting Hugh for the first time in 2007 and what a wonderful person he is. Quote, I don't know anyone more thoughtful and classy than Hugh. He'll do anything for someone he loves. He'll do anything for someone he just met. In Deadpool and Wolverine, Hugh didn't just make dreams come true for fans of Wolverine. He made my dreams come true, too. He is the X-Man.
Aww.
In the comments, Hugh replied, and I'm crying again. this is a really good note about the movie. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So earmuffs if you don't want anything spoiled. But there are a handful of things that they were able to do with this where the Sony rights to these movies kind of wrapped up, and some of these characters and these big name actors like Wesley Snipes, Jennifer Gardner, Channing Tatum had characters that they weren't able to either do or continue. And this movie let them kind of say goodbye to those characters and let the fans of those characters kind of say goodbye to them and see them kind of ride off into the sunset. It wasn't just, you go into the movie, oh, I get to see Wolverine and Deadpool together. It's not just that. It's all these other huge cameos and other storylines they were able to wrap up and give a good story ending to, where something that like four different studios couldn't do, they were able to do with one movie. It's impressive and it's noteworthy. And I think that's what's more noteworthy about this is Hugh Jackman. I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan, like him, think he's you know, good person and all this. Hugh Jackman's the real deal. Right, this is a guy who got his break late in life. Never thought it was going to happen. He is still with the love of his life, his original wife. He didn't like divorce her and marry a supermodel or any of these things.
Stayed true to himself.
Truly has. And not for nothing, one of the most talented people in the game today. The Hugh Jackman's greatest Wolverine. I can't imagine somebody else going to play that character. But that's not even a glimpse of his real talent. That man can sing. He can dance. Watch The Greatest Showman. It'll show you what he can do. Just a very versatile person, and one of these guys in the industry that it's not just that nobody has nothing bad to say about him. Everybody wants to work with him. Everybody does. Think of an actor that you would never imagine would be in a movie with him, and that actor has auditioned for movies that Hugh Jackman is in. Judi Dench comes to mind, Helen Mirren, like some of these kind of actors that you know you think are thespians and very highly of. They want to work with this guy, and it's in part because, yes, he's extremely talented, but everybody just raves about working with him and the kind of person he is. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool to see.
That is really neat.
In this day and age where you can't hide nothing from the paparazzi or anything like that, and those people, all they're doing is looking for the worst in human beings and the worst about a person. So if it's out there, they'll find it. And you got nothing on him. You got nothing on Hugh Jackman. It's that kind of good person. Mm-hmm. Y2K. How many people remember Y2K? Oh, that old chestnut.
Yes. Are the computers going to shut down?
Yep. Spoiler alert. Didn't amount to nothing.
Nope.
Didn't amount to nothing.
I rolled right over.
It's really funny when I talk to like 20-somethings about Y2K and the look on their face, the glazed look on their face, like, okay, you were really worried about this? You were really like it? Now, in the time, any of us that lived through it, it was a very real thing. It really felt like, oh, this is something we need to really be panicking and worrying about. But to a modern person or to a younger person...
In their defense, James, if you put Y2K into your Google search bar, it pops up with Y2K fashion, Y2K pop star, hair clips, outfits, movie... And, there's nothing about computers.
Right. And don't think that movie studios have not noticed that, because while Y2K turned into a big nothing burger, they are going to turn it into something else. So a new comedy, Y2K, directed by Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live fame, is coming out. It's about a bunch of high school kids partying on New Year's Eve in 1999, then fighting for their lives when the clock strikes midnight and machines start destroying everything.
Oh. That's funny.
So it's kind of like what we thought might happen actually happening, like that kind of thing.
It didn't happen, so now we're going to make a movie about it.
Right, right. It hits theaters December 6th. Rachel Zegler and Julian Denson, who is in Deadpool 2, star in this one. And Kyle Mooney is a very funny, it was very funny on Saturday Night Live, and wrote a lot of great sketches over there. So I got some in. This could be good. I could see it being good.
Yeah. Alicia Silverstone's in it, and so is Fred Durst.
They've got, of course, Fred Durst. I don't know. I think that the timing of it is actually perfect.
Because I would actually try to go see this.
It does look funny to me. It does look good. I saw the trailer earlier this morning. And it's also from a really like good studio. A24 has been producing and making some really, really good movies. So it's become one of those things for me. I never was like this before. I would pay attention to movie studios that made movies. But it wasn't always a barometer of, oh, this is going to be a good movie. It's becoming more and more that way to me. Where the types of movies I like, certain studios do, and other studios don't touch. And I think we might see more and more of this as we go forward, as studios become less and less brave and just won't take chances.
Yeah, I suppose.
You've got a company like A24 that does take chances, and I those are the companies that I tend to lean towards. And I think I'm not alone. The box office numbers tell us the same thing.
I think the other ones would jump on board.
Yeah. There are so many people that are not only afraid to lose their job, but are afraid to lose 5 cents. on the like five, like not even like we're not talking like just anything. So they're just becoming more and more hesitant. And then you add on to the fact that there is this, you know, petty kind of squabble still going on, but after the writers and actor strikes that you've got a lot of studios doing. So I think that when you see a movie like, oh wow, I'm surprised they made that, don't be surprised that it's A24 or one of the smaller studios that made it.
You know what I just noticed, James? They actually made this movie the same length as movies in 1999. It's 1 hour and 33 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That makes me want to go see it even more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Imagine going to a movie and you might actually, you know, be able to go through the whole movie and not have to go to a bathroom break or something like that or whatever, or need a nap in between it or something. Well done by them. That's a smart move by them. And to me, that is one of the biggest things that if I'm a studio, I would be doing right now. Is focusing on, hey, the certainly want a good movie and good content, but give me an under 2 hour movie.
Because it's really hard to sit through a longer one in a theater.
And guess what? If you can't turn it into a less than 2 hour movie, make another one. Turn it into two. The movie studios love that. They love sequels.
Or the, you know, extended version released on DVD.
Yeah.
If that's a thing we still do.
Right.
We still do that, or are we past that now? Is it all streaming services?
Something like that you could do. There are ways around it, certainly. I mentioned earlier, and Phil mentioned earlier as well, our good friends at Savor the Arts, our good friends at the Arts Council, wonderful people over there. I'm going to be actually talking with Sally and Eric a little bit later today at 4 o'clock during Midday Magazine. We're looking forward to that. Be sure to join us for it, more on a schedule later. But nice. One of the things that Sally does and is so nice is they give us tickets for amazing shows. Mm-hmm. And we like to get them in your hands and get you to the Arts Council and celebrate our culture in this area. Mm-hmm. And coming up in September 26th, Colin Ray is going to be coming by.
Woohoo! Awesome.
Wonderful multi-platinum country recording artist. Has a really smooth and wonderful sound. We're going to be listening to a little bit of him a little bit later. Cannot wait. He is individual tickets are going to be already on sale. You can check those out. They're coming up they went on sale August 22nd. Sorry. Go ahead and get those tickets.
August 22nd is tomorrow.
Did I say August? I meant August 12th. Sorry. Dyslexia.
There we go.
And November 7th, the Glenn Miller Orchestra is going to be showing up. We're looking forward to that. You can get those tickets right now as well. Not only hearing an amazing orchestra, but some of the best music ever created by the Glenn Miller Band.
Wow. And I believe Chuck said we're sponsors for both of those shows.
Darn right we are. And we're very proud to be, because we support the arts around here at WFHR. And we support those that support our community, like Savor the Arts do. And a big shout out to Sally for getting us these tickets. Because, Melissa, as we go to break, I got tickets for got two tickets for Colin Ray, September 26th, over at the PAC.
Nice.
Or two tickets to the Glenn Miller Orchestra, November 7th.
Oh, you get to choose. Nice.
It's your choice, everybody. Call up at 715-424-2600. Caller number two. I'll take caller number two because we got two sets of things here to give away. If you like either one of those, you can make your pick of which set of tickets you want to see Colin Ray, September 26th over at the Performing Arts Center, or the Glenn Miller Orchestra, November 7th at the Performing Arts Center. You can get those either set of tickets right now by calling 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'll talk to you in a second here. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us. A little bit after our news break, Melissa and I are going to get into the most fun states. Most fun states. Where's the state you can have the most fun? We will get into
this
that.
One.
Absolutely. It's Wisconsin, number one. Whatever that list says, we know it's Wisconsin. We'll get into that a little bit later. But right now, I wanted to get into the... I'm a sucker for life hacks, Melissa. I just find them interesting and fun and love to be surprised by these little things that can blow your mind that you didn't know about, but they are right under your nose, you know? They're right there. I don't know if this is one of those or not, but I do know it's a bit of a life hack. Here is a hiccup cure you've maybe never tried. A heart surgeon in Georgia named Jeremy London posts lots of health advice on TikTok, and he says the secret to curing hiccups is lemon juice.
Really?
If you can't stop hiccuping, drop a little lemon or lime juice in the back of your throat. He claims it'll cure immediately. Okay. He lists four possible reasons for it. For example, it might reset things by stimulating the nerve back there. Or the sudden sensory input might just distract your body for a split second, which is all it needs to be done.
Which is why scaring somebody sometimes works for hiccups.
Right, right. That's a good one, though. That in a much like practical way of doing this.
It's much more practical than trying to drink water upside down.
Or the a billion of other things that we have done for decades to get rid of hiccups. I had not really thought much about this, but in 2024, if you ask the average person how you do this or how you do that, it involves, let me look it up online, or we have a supplement from it, or we have a technique for it, or something like that. This has got to be like the one thing. Hiccups? My mom used to, we go back to that. We go back to, scare somebody, or drink water real fast, or hold your breath, or there's no, like, we have science to back up everything nowadays, and with hiccups, we just kind of like, what do we always do? Let's just keep doing that. It's just kind of cool to me, I think, actually. I think it's actually really cool that this is still a thing that of way we do stuff, and not, you take this pill, and it'll get rid of hiccups for you, or something like that.
I'm glad they don't have pills for hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
I have a method of getting rid of hiccups that I have always used, and it always works for me. You hold your breath, and when you feel a hiccup coming, you swallow it.
Yes. Melissa, we are, oh my God, we are so alike on this. Yes.
It always works.
Yeah, it
you
works for me.
You might have to do it twice, but it always works.
I was probably in radio for about a year, and I didn't do a whole lot of live stuff back in the day. We did a lot of voice tracking, and I got the chance to have a shift on Saturdays, and I was so excited, and I was on for 4 hours and everything, and I get in, and I got all my paperwork set up, and I'm ready to go, and I get hiccups. And I tried for a while to, like, give the call letters and cut the mic and come back, and... As you can hear, doesn't work very well. No, it didn't work very well. And I had, in that moment, completely forgotten what I always did to get rid of hiccups. and for me, holding the breath thing is what has always worked. But while I'm going through this, I forget who it was, but I think it was Katie at the front desk or something that I told. I was struggling with these hiccups and I was panicking, and I didn't tell her the way I usually get rid of them. So I'm on the air and I'm getting ready and stuff, and Katie would just like burst in, just out of nowhere, just trying to scare me and everything. And like I kept trying to tell her that doesn't work on me, but I had the hiccups and I couldn't exactly tell her. And I had like 1 minute in between, like, you know, breaks and stuff like that to get ready to talk. It was just a madhouse. It was a wild ride. But it was one of those things now I never forget. Holding my breath is how I get rid of them. How do you get rid of your hiccups out there? Let us know. 715-424-2600. What is your go-to way of getting rid of hiccups? And would you try this method from this doctor, just putting a little bit of lemon juice in the back of your throat?
Yeah.
I kind of, you can't make yourself have hiccups. Can you? Like, I don't think you can.
I used to swallow air and make myself burp. And every once in a while, it would trigger hiccups.
Okay. Maybe.
Not always. Yeah. So it's not a surefire way. And also, I don't recommend swallowing air and making yourself burp because it's not real pleasant.
No,
when you're 10, it's fun.
Oh yeah, when you're a kid, yeah. I'm curious about that one. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. Let's hear it. And I definitely want to hear if anybody would try that or has tried that too. I'd like to know that part too. We have a new world record to talk about. If Folgers isn't cutting it, maybe you might want to look into something like this. Some very fancy coffee beans just sold at an auction for a new world record, $4,542 a pound.
Whoa.
A company called Lamustas Family Estates grew them in Panama. They managed to top their own record last year, beating it by $5. Their beans are grown at a high elevation on the side of a volcano. They're described as having notes of jasmine, mandarin, and lychee. Most of the beans were bought by a coffee seller in Japan, but a few high-end coffee shops in the U.S. couldn't end up getting their hands on some. It's not clear how much they plan to sell it for, but be ready to spend hundreds of dollars for a single cup of coffee if you want to try this.
Wow.
So I vaguely remember my first time going to a fancy coffee place. I don't know if it was a Starbucks or whatever, but it was in California. And this is about 15 years ago. It was a while ago, somewhere 10, 15 years ago, somewhere around there. And I go in, and when they told me the price of the coffee, I just about, it was like,
jaw-dropping?
Yeah, it was like $12 or something like that, and I didn't even get a large or anything. We're not talking like, yes, I'd like a mocha latte with blah, 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 blah. I just said mocha. Like, I just wanted a mocha coffee. That's it. And I was marveling at that. I told myself right there, I'm not doing that again. Mm-hmm. I had that coffee and it tasted like trash. It didn't taste good to me at all. I think I just have cheap taste buds. They enjoy cheaper things better than more expensive things. I do not have my mother's taste buds. I do not have refined palate. And I just couldn't see doing that. You think I'm going to look at something like this? Like, I can't imagine what that coffee tastes like for I could not even wrap my mind around spending over $100 on a single cup of coffee.
Well, I would say it's kind of in the realm of really expensive wines. You know, it's got to be similar. But both of those things are well out of the average person's price range. And we're talking like 90% of people here.
The percentage of people that this is marketed towards that could actually afford these things is such a small amount of people that I don't even know how you could like justify having this in your, you know, I could see where our business can spend money on this because we're going to make this kind of profit from it. There isn't that many people out there to give you a profit on something like that.
And for people who can spend $100 on a cup of coffee, that's like us spending a quarter on a gumball.
Yeah. And it speaks to the divide and the gap between us when it comes to that and how badly that needs to be corrected.
And the wealth inequality that we are currently experiencing.
But before we go to break, Melissa, we like to wrap on some fun here. Let's go ahead and just have fun with this. Let's act like, you know, charities around the world have all the money they could need and all of that. So we're not going to take our money and give it to a charity like I know you and I probably want to say right away to this to answer this. But let's say you've got a gift card, okay? You got a gift card to this shop. And you can go ahead and get yourself one of these cups of coffee. Mm-hmm. What do you think it tastes like? Okay. It better not taste like coffee. It better taste like well, it better taste
it
a lot
better taste like coffee.
Well, I guess to me when I think of coffee, okay, I can make like I want it to taste like the essence of coffee. Like I want it to taste more like coffee than anything I've ever had in my life if I'm spending that kind of money. I don't care if I got Bill Gates money. I better get a bang for my buck on this.
I like things to have a lot of flavor. I like dark coffee, I like dark beer. I like red wine that has flavor that isn't just, oh, it's red in color. Mm-hmm. You know, I make my coffee really dark because I want to taste all of those different flavor profiles. But if I'm going to spend $100 on a cup of coffee, it better not be bitter. It better taste like, I don't know, 7 different things at once.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I want notes of chestnuts with a smoky flavor that is over a mountain of caramel under a valley of grass notes. Like, I mean, there's just so many things that it could taste like, and it better like go, it needs to be, this is what it needs to be, James.
Mm.
Like an everlasting gobstopper
from
Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
As a side note, I want that imaginary coffee you were describing. You did a really good job with that. It sounded really good to me. You're going to have to make that now.
I'm not as good at making word salads.
I can't imagine what it's like growing. They grow these off the side of a volcano.
Right?
That's crazy.
Just getting up there.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to even just see that process and how that works. And yeah. I have to admit, you had like something growing on the side of a volcano does make me want to try it. That's for sure. Not for that kind of money, but
But if you had all the money in the world, sure.
Right. We will take a break. We'll come back after our state, local, and sports news and check it in with our partners. We got more fun. In fact, we're talking fun states when we come back on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have some fun right now diving into the most fun states. How fun would you say your state is? Are they top 10, bottom 10, middle of the pack? Let's find out. An annual study ranked all 50 states by how fun they are based on the amount of stuff there is to do. And that's basically the list there. That's all they give you, is that they're just looking for fun things to do.
Amount of stuff to do. Yeah. Okay.
And believe it or not, the number one fun state is Florida. Unless you want, rights. That's a whole different ballgame. But otherwise, there's plenty of fun things to do there. The rest of the 10 fun states are California, Nevada, New York, Colorado, Illinois, Texas, Washington, Minnesota, and Louisiana.
Okay. That last one's a little bit of a twist.
Louisiana?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, New Orleans and everything, Mardi Gras, some of that.
I would say, okay, because all of those other ones, they're big cities with, like New York has Broadway, obviously California has Hollywood and the Disney park there, Florida has a Disney park, Minnesota has the Mall of America, mm-hmm. I mean, so there's some big notable things in those states, but I guess Louisiana threw me for a second.
Sure. The 10 least fun are West Virginia, Mississippi, Delaware, Rhode Island, Arkansas, Vermont, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Kentucky, and North Dakota. South Dakota escaped away on that one, I guess.
Well, they do have Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. So I didn't have to worry about it. And then they're there.
And a number of those ones are small.
Yes.
States.
Yes. Just
less to do.
Yeah. Now, certainly, all states have tourist attractions and things that bring people to the state, just some more than others. And as you were touching on, Melissa, some bigger things than others.
Yeah, and I think it depends on what people like to do, too. Mm-hmm. Do you go on vacation to go to shows? Do you go on vacation to relax on the lake?
There is a couple of categories. If you go to wallethub.com, who put this together, again, wallethub.com, you can find the entire list. They have a total score, then they have two different separate rankings, like entertainment and recreation rank and nightlife rank.
So, I see.
So Wisconsin came in 16th overall, right in the middle of the pack. They were ranked 26th in as far as entertainment and recreation goes. But 7th in nightlife. I thought that was...
Sorry, there's some loud noises going on outside of my house. I don't know if you can hear that.
No, I could not.
Good.
Now was that over there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, there is definitely some action going on over there. There's something. I was surprised. I would have
7th by nightlife. Well, I mean, what do we have to do at night?
I don't know. That threw me. It really threw me. I would have thought it would have been reverse. I would have thought that entertainment and recreation-wise, Wisconsin would be like in the top 10. To your point before about things that people like to do, well, there's a lot of outdoor stuff. There's a lot of recreation things when it comes to that and that kind of life. I'm not saying that, Wisconsin doesn't have a nightlife. i.e. bars, but right. I thought more than that. Do you think that there are so many bars, or there's so much of a bar lifestyle here that maybe that's why it ranks so high? I don't know, and I'm just kind of throwing stuff out there. I don't think that there's any...
Well, we do have a lot of musical entertainment, I would say, at those bars, especially during the summertime. I mean, you can find music pretty much everywhere, which is awesome.
We just got a text from one of our listeners. Bars! yes. Thank you for that. And that certainly could be part of it. Let's find out what else might be part of it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, for the nightlife, you got to think about the amount of festivals we have in the state. Uh-huh. Between Country Jam, Country Fest, Old Egg, Summer Fest. You know, right, and all that stuff. I think that's probably why you would say they would say nightlife. I mean, even though they're doing stuff during the day, but mm-hmm. I would think that's part of the reason why, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah. That's got to be a big part of it. Seventh in the union, you rank on this list. That's pretty good. That is really good. And I just was a little surprised, because I really would have felt like it was the other way around. If you had told me that Wisconsin finished in the top 10 when it comes to entertainment and recreation, absolutely. I'm a little more surprised that they finished as low as they did in that and as high as they did in the nightlife thing. But either way, not a bad ranking for Wisconsin at all when it comes to this, considering there is not a New York or there isn't a big metropolitan, you know, necessarily city. You got Madison, Milwaukee, some of these things, but not the size of some other big cities in the country.
Well, I agree. I mean, I just, it was kind of surprised on that a little bit. I mean, you said we were 16th. I thought maybe we'll probably do a little bit lower. But on the recreational end of it, if you think about it, I mean, look at the amount of stuff that you can go up, do up north with the family.
Right.
Have that stuff to do recreational.
I
don't know, with entertainment wise, I mean, I would maybe it would be higher, yes, because of, you know, you do have the Dells, you do have everything that goes on down in Milwaukee and Madison. So I don't know. I mean, sometimes when you do some of these surveys and some of the stuff that they have, it just, I kind of take it with a grain of salt.
Oh God,
a little bit.
Yeah.
But Arkansas, I see why Arkansas. I've been to Arkansas. There is nothing down there. I mean, I've been to Little Rock. I've been to Fayetteville. There's just nothing. I mean,
yeah.
And their roads stink.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never been there, but that's what I've heard that before. Yeah. It speaks to, again, going back to Melissa's point about different people liking different things. If you are an outdoorsman, this is your state. There are a few states that are going to be able to compete with what Wisconsin can offer you, whether you or whatever you're doing out there. An angler, a hunter, just like to go on hikes, you're a photographer, any of the above, you're going to enjoy this state. Entertainment-wise, though, there is something for everybody when it comes to entertainment-wise. You hit it on the head earlier, Kev, with the fests. There's a fest for everybody.
Festivals.
Yeah, whatever you like, there's a music fest for it, or there's something geared towards it in this state, like the Central Wisconsin State Fair. A little shout-out to that. But good points by you, man. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling up.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Safe travels out there. Thanks for the call, brother. Keep calls coming, 424-2600. Let's talk to you. Let's talk a little more specifically about what you enjoy entertainment-wise about the state and why you think it ranks high or should rank higher. I'd love to hear that from anybody out there as well. It's an interesting list, and I Kevin hit it right on the head there. Whenever we're talking about these surveys or these lists, that we're not talking an exact science here or anything. This is something
they don't delve in deep in each one of these states.
Yeah. I almost wonder sometimes if they're done for anything other than just like morning show, fodder, because there's no science behind this or anything like that. Let's take another call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Yeah, there's not too many states out there that have a professional baseball, football, and basketball and a minor league hockey team. Plus, we got Wisconsin Dells, a water park capital of the state around there. I think we can come up short with what the voters, those guys don't know what they're talking about.
I agree.
Yeah, I think that's a conclusion at the end of this. I think that's definitely the what we've come to. Thank you for the call, sir. Always good to talk to you. Have a great morning. Great points by him and our callers, as always, because we got the best listeners in radio. I don't know. I think it should have been higher. Wisconsin should have ranked higher. But, you know, we'll teach their own. And it ranks higher to us.
It ranks higher in our hearts.
Yeah, yeah. It's a fun list, though. It was interesting, you know, just to look at, I guess. I found it kind of interesting. I wanted to touch on this one, Melissa. We were meant to do this on Monday, and we were not able to. They just ran out of time, but came across a story last weekend that I thought was quite interesting. A crashed truck covered at a California highway with boxes of raisins.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and they're still sitting there. Nobody picked them up. No, nobody wanted the raisins. Everybody thought they were chocolate chips, and they're like, oh, and they just left them. No, they got picked up. They did give it. But
of course, our road crews are on top of things, even in California.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those things where this happens a lot in society. You know, truck tips over, spills a highway with something. And oftentimes, you know, people are out there either grabbing those things or trying to help or something like that. I like the idea of what did they drop? Raisins. Oh, okay. Well, just
hey, come on. Some people like raisins. Raisins are great.
Raisins
are disparage the lonely pruned up raisin.
I actually kind of do like raisins, so
I just don't like them in stuff. Like I like raisins by themselves.
I'm that's exactly how I am with this one. Like
except oatmeal raisin cookies. That's the only thing they should be in.
Not bad. But yeah, I'm with you on this one so much. I like raisins on their own, but with anything, even like what do they call it? Like a mix, like a that Chex Mix.
Granola.
Like that kind of thing. Or you get them in a bag. You throw a bunch of stuff in a bag.
Trail mix.
Thank you. Couldn't think of trail mix.
Or if Gorp, if you're a Girl Scout.
Gorp. I haven't heard of that one. I have not heard of Gorp.
I hadn't
before.
Either, but I got to go with some Girl Scouts on a trip up to the Boundary Waters in high school, and they made Gorp. And it was really good.
Sounds good. I don't know why, but that sounded really good to me as soon as you said a Gorp. I have to try that. We are going to take our final time out of the show. When we come back, we'll get into our schedule. We'll talk about the Central Wisconsin State Fair and plenty more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Going to take it to the top of the hour, get into our schedule in a moment. But we haven't done a That Ain't Right story in a while, Melissa.
And, we should do that then.
Yeah, and we go to the home of That Ain't Right stories in Florida, and we say a shout out to our friends in Florida listening down there in the Miami area. We appreciate your listenership and that you guys can take a joke. Thank you very much. A 55-year-old man in Florida named Jose Marte is facing a felony charge after he was caught impersonating a pizzeria.
A whole pizzeria?
Yeah. Jose had an elaborate, bizarre scheme. He'd go to hotels and distribute fake flyers pretending to be another local pizzeria, only they would have his number. He would then take orders, make the pizzas, and deliver them.
What?
It seems like a lot of work, enough that you might just actually open a pizzeria, but apparently he wanted to use the other place's name and reputation, but only make really cheap, bad pizzas. Jose, he was doing this for years before the real pizzeria finally realized what was happening and had the police track the guy down.
Oh, my.
They had been getting strange complaints and bad reviews off and on, but couldn't figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
Jose was charged with organized scheme to defraud, along with aggravated battery charge, and, quote, after fleeing from the hotel staff and running away in his vehicle and everything, when he was finally confronted about this.
Oh, man.
I come from the other side of the tracks, man. I felt like I knew every hustle there was. I knew everything. I've never heard of anything like this.
Impersonating a pizzeria for years.
It's one thing, I mean, how badly do you have to feel wronged to be, to I mean, this is like the Count of Monte Cristo or something like that. This the bizarre way that the details this guy went into to just do this. And then he made that, like, going through to make the pizzas and everything and make bad pizzas at it. Like, imagine he's making pizzas, but they're good. And he's, oh, that's not going to work. I got to make bad ones. And he keeps trying to, like, make bad pizzas. And I don't know what to do with that story.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of layers to that, too, because where were these pizzas being produced?
Yeah.
What were the, because, you know, there's certain requirements that places have to go through to be a certified kitchen. That wasn't happening.
Imagine the lawsuits that could come from this of people suing Jose because of, obviously, not getting the product they ordered everything. And we're talking years of this. So, wow. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around how many lawsuits that could be or anything. That's incredible.
Well, and it's a lot of it is going to just be lost business for the original pizzeria because those people had such bad pizzas. Like, well, we're not buying from them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ain't right. That is a big time that ain't right story right there. That's a crazy
one. Plus, it's an atrocity against pizzas.
Yeah, how dare he? You know, pizza didn't do it. Pizza didn't ask for this. Nothing wrong with pizza.
Pizza's awesome.
Leave pizza alone.
How could you do that?
Leave pizza alone. We got a palate cleanser for you, and it's a good one. We've got a great lineup for you today during Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us in part one at 4 o'clock. We welcome in our great friends from the Arts Council. We're looking forward to talking with Executive Director of the Arts Council, Sally Kistner, along with our good friend Eric Brittenacher from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Performing Arts Center.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to get in
a great conversation.
We're going to get into their entire schedule today over at the PAC. What's going on all year long. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. Get those season tickets now.
Yes, yes. Get those tickets. Go to savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com, and get your tickets right now. And in part two at 4:30 today, we're going to speak with our friend Daniel Minter, president of Assumption Catholic Schools, talk about what's going on over at ACS.
Oh, awesome.
Should be fun. Mm-hmm. Our good friends over at the ODC have a great project that they do every Wednesday morning. It kicks off in just a couple of minutes from 10 to 2. Join them for Create and Connect. All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservation required. Beat the boredom blues this summer by going over there and doing some crafting with our good friends at the ODC.
Yes, and then you don't have glitter on your floor.
Yes, that's a really good point. We love our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo. We have such a great zoo here in town. And today at 11 and 3:30, we got a great one for you. David Stokes is going to be down there.
Ooh, he's giving presentations.
Yeah, through song, stories, and moments, and movements, and riddles, live animals and artifacts. Come bring the kids on down and have a great time with David Stokes today at our Helen's Zoo House, located at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just a couple blocks from us here at WFHR.
Just down the street.
Enjoy David Stokes today, again, at 11 and 3:30. A shout-out not only to Encourage, our good friends at Encourage, but, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids Zoo and all the good workers over there.
That's excellent.
And it's a Wednesday, Melissa. You know what that means.
Bingo.
Bingo. Bingo. Bingo. That was pretty good. Bingo at the bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids. I'm sorry, at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge at 430 West Jackson Street. Their doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Support those that support this community because, boy, the Elks Lodge does a good job at that.
Absolutely do.
Minimal.
And bingo is fun.
Yeah, enjoy it and have fun over there, everybody. And have fun at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. We're down there.
That's right. We're going to be there from 1 to 7 today. Stop down and tell your truth in our truth booth. And spin the wheel. See what you can win. I'm going to bring more shirts. Multiple sizes.
Yeah, we've got some fun merch down there for you to pick up. You can also come by and share your story with us. We're looking for Wisconsin stories.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear your story in our truth booth. It can be whatever story you want to share. Like we had a wonderful lady share kind of a tragic story about her experience with Lyme's disease. Protect yourselves from ticks. Check when you get home. And a great tip that I found for this, James, life hack, throw your clothes in the dryer on high heat for 30 minutes. It will kill the ticks.
Interesting. Good to know. Good to know. Find out more cool things like that and plenty more at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. Keep in mind, tonight, Dylan Scott going to be performing at 7:30 on the grand stage. Go ahead and get your tickets for that. That's always a good show. He's a great performer. Enjoy that one, everybody. And since and get some great food in.
Oh, I can't wait. There's so many food trucks there to try, James. I'll have to try to stop myself from going back for another gyro, but I'll try something else today.
I didn't get to try it. You got to try the donut one. I didn't get to try that one. I'm just remembering
now. A little taste. His wife makes homemade glazed donuts, and they were phenomenal.
Oh, that sounds so good. Yeah. There's so much good food down there. Check out all the cool exhibits that they have as well. There's a lot of great farm animals. And I saw some llamas yesterday, too. That was
pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome, actually. I took a picture of them, and the guys just looking at me like, why are you taking it? It was as I was leaving, and I just saw the llamas. I'm like, ooh, llamas.
And I got to run into some friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, from some of our young people that were actors during the season this summer, who had animals there that they were showing and really excited about the prizes they were winning. The cow judging is today, so good luck.
Get on over there. Check out the Central Wisconsin State Fair now through Sunday. Again, our booth is going to be down there. Come and say hi. We're looking forward to seeing you. Come by, sign up for the newsletter maybe, or give us your story. We would love to hear from all of you.
Spin to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Radio is helping to spread the word. A Navy veteran in Maryland named Springer Blankenship. Great name.
For a Navy veteran.
Yeah. Signed up to volunteer for a group called I Want to Mow Your Lawn after hearing about it on the radio. Cool. It's a grassroots organization that deploys volunteers to mow lawns across the country for free to help older adults, people with disabilities, and anyone in need. Springer has now mowed over 100 lawns. I Want to Mow Your Lawn is accepting volunteers and donations. You can find out more by going to their website, which is iwanttomowyourlawn.com.
I love that. And it's a grassroots organization.
Huh? Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good. A great show today, Melissa.
You too.
Have a great day, everybody. Be good to each other out there, and we'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.